I'll show you a service I've done that uses Azure Batch. So I'm actually going to start off, it seems a little strange, but I'm actually going to start off in storage. And I've got a storage account here. And this sort of helps show you what we're going to do, what the service is going to do. So I hope you can see that. I've got Zoom it here. So we've got three containers in a storage account, input, output, and resource. And in the first container here, if we go into input, we can see we've got a bunch of PDFs. Now, let me actually pick. I'm going to pick one here, this guy, and open it. So what our service is going to do is we're going to perform some OCR, optical character recognition, and we've got basically a bunch of PDF scans of documents here, and fingers crossed, we're going to process all of these and come up with text, do the OCR on them, and get some text files at the end, and the OCR being pretty computationally intensive application. So we can see one of these scanned PDFs here. We go in, you can definitely see it's scanned. So we've got that. Let's go back up here and have a look at the output. Did I have it? And I did. Cleared that. So we haven't got any output. So the text files are going to end up here in this container. And very important, we've got a resource container here. So you talked about the application. And what application am I going to run here? So we've got a container here which has the applications I'm going to run and all the dependent files that they have. And the main thing, if we're going to do OCR, is the OCR app, and we're going to use Tesseract here. So this is effectively an off-the-shelf, it's an open-source, freely available OCR application and algorithm. So effectively, we've just got the Windows install for that. This will run on any Windows desktop, Windows server, and so on. And we're going to run that at scale. There's actually a couple of other applications as part of the pipeline, if you like, part of our task. So actually what you'll see in the command line is we're actually going to run PowerShell. So with Azure Batch, our interface is as complex as give us a command line. And that command line could be a CMD, could be a batch, PowerShell, or the XE. So we've got our resources here. So let's go and then have a look at our service. Bring up Visual Studio, OCR demo. And I'm going to run that. So this is a web role. I'm just going to run it locally in the dev fabric here. And I've just developed this. I took the .NET template, and I've customized it to produce my OCR service. So here you can see mysp.net. And here's the wonderful batch OCR demo service. So what we can see it's done here is we've got a number of files to process. So there's actually 130 PDFs in that container. And we're going to hit the process input files button in a second and get those processed. Just below it, we've got the job info. The information about the job will appear. And then we've got some pool admin here. So this is the first concept I want to introduce you guys to, is the concept of a pool. And the pool is what we call in Azure Batch is the group of VMs that are going to do your work. And when you have your batch account, you can create one or more pools, and those pools are those groups of VMs. So we'll have a look in a second at the code that's to create the pool. Actually, let's go and have a look at that now. So I'm not going to click on that at the moment. It takes, 5-10 minutes for the VMs to appear. So I'm just going to show you the code, though, so you can start getting a flavor of the batch APIs and the capabilities and hopefully the simplicity of Azure Batch. So really, the main work appears here. Let me just get rid of that. We're going to create the pool. Can everyone see at the back there? Hopefully that's big enough. There we go. Make it bigger. So here we've got a simple API, C# API, to create the pool. You give it a name. You specify the OS family. This is just like worker roles. We give you a choice of OS families. And you specify that here. The VM size, here I'm just picking small. I just want to run single core. I've got low memory requirements. And I want 200 of them. I've got my max task set to 1 here. Cameron had his to 16 because he was running multiple on 1. I've just got small VMs, so I'm just going to set that to 1. And then sort of one of the key things here is the start task. So this is how those files, these applications, get on these VMs. So there's two main things. We can see that we've got a resource files. There's a list of files. And we create that list up here by going through that resource container I showed you, enumerating all the files there, and then adding them to this list of resources. And we specify those files, we reference them with a URL up to the blob storage and specify a local file name. And then we get those into a place on the VM literally by doing a copy file. So maybe with another application, this could be an MSI, for example, to install the application on the machine. Totally depends on the application, and you've got full flexibility here. And then the final thing, which is probably important most of the time, is you want to wait for the application to install before you start submitting tasks and the VM can become live and can be used. So hopefully that gives you a flavor for creating a pool, and we can have a look at a pool by using, actually it was the same tool that Cameron showed. Let me zoom in here. This is Batch Explorer, and actually we've released this. Effectively it's freely available and allows you to visually browse, monitor, and update Azure Batch accounts. And we've actually released this as a sample, so you can go in and play with the code, reference the code, and see how we've done implemented some of these capabilities. So we can see we've got a pool. It's named TechEd OCR. There's 200 VMs, and they're of size small. On the right-hand side here, we can see the VMs, list of VMs. And then let me just highlight here. This is a list of files on that top VM. And if I go down here, there we go. We can see we've got that tesseract.exe, for example, and then just a few up the PowerShell. So with that code I showed you, we've pulled in, when the pool's created, we've pulled in all those files from that container and installed them on the VM, and then as soon as they're there, then the pool and those VMs are ready to go. So then also what Cameron showed, we showed the heat map, so we can get a more graphical representation of that pool, and we can see here we've got 200 VMs of size small, one task per VM, and they're all white. They're all just ready to go. They're all idle. So let's actually submit. Let's do some OCR. So on this side, I'm going to run the process task button, and then let's just quickly go through, again, give you a flavor for the code to actually submit the work. So the first thing is we're going to create a job, and we specify the pool. We want to know where all the tasks are going to be executed. So you could have multiple pools with different applications on them. And then we're going to add a bunch of tasks here, and we're going to add as many tasks as there are files, PDFs, in that input container. So let's run that, and we'll get down to here on the add task. So if we actually have a look at the task, the task has the resource file because we want to pull in the particular PDF for that task. And when we create this task object, we give it a name and we give it the command line. So if we just, you can zoom in here, hopefully, so you can see it. So we're executing PowerShell as the command line, and we're running that PowerShell, and we've got a set of arguments, including an argument to reference that PDF. So in terms of the files as well, if I actually have a look at the blob here that we're pulling in, this is the PDF that we're pulling in from blob storage for this task, and we're just keeping the file name the same on the VM. So we've got 130 of these things. Let me continue here. And then we're going to commit those. So we've built up, here's defined the job, and now we're going to commit that. So we'll jump back to the UI here. We should see in a second or two, this job info will populate. The job's being created. And we should see here, I forgot to change this. Let's just go here. But anyway, we can see here, we've got the heat map light up as well. So it's not quite the 1,000 cores that Cameron had, but you can still see within a second or two here, we've started utilizing all those cores up in Azure, using Azure Batch. So we've submitted 130 of them. It tends to take anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes from what I've tried them out. So we'll monitor that as we go. And in the meantime, I can show you just one other feature here. So they're running away, but what we can see here, we've got a whole bunch of idle VMs, and I keep telling you, well, hey, look, this is great because we want you to increase your utilization and only pay for use. So let's do something about those idle VMs. And one of the key capabilities of Azure Batch is the ability either to easily manually resize these pools up or down, Or we provide an auto-scale feature, so you can select, set a policy, maybe dependent on the queue depth, CPU usage, memory, whatever. Set that policy, we'll evaluate it every few seconds, and then change that target number of VMs for you so that you can scale according to load and therefore pay for use. So I'm going to actually resize this pool. Let's hit the resize. So we've got an API to resize the pool. And you see it's pretty simple. We're resizing the pool. We're specifying the new pool size of 5. There's a time span for it. There's a timeout. And then there's a deallocation option. So I'll talk about that in a second. So let's continue. So we've submitted that. So over on this side here, you'll see now all these VMs that were idle and now gone yellow. And that basically means they're transitioning and the state is they're leaving the pool. So I went and said, I had all these VMs, 200 or so, and I'm saying, cut it down to 5. But then, you know, what happens to all those tasks that I'm running? So the sort of key capability to increase your utilization is to say, no, scale down, but don't interrupt the tasks that are running. Let them finish. So even though I've said, hey, take the target down to 5, it knows there's a 105 here currently running, and it's not going to remove those VMs until the tasks finish, and then it'll mark them as leaving the pool, and then within a few minutes, those VMs will be gone, and you, the important thing for you guys is you're not paying for them anymore once they've left the pool. So hopefully this gives you a flavor for some of the capabilities that we've got here, some of the concepts in Azure Batch. So how many have we got? So we've done 105. Let's see what we've got processed. So if we go back to our storage account, go up to the root and output. And also we get to me, you have to refresh here. So here we are, I think. I'm always lucky, this one always comes first here. So we had the PDF of this. This is the text. And we can see how good Tesseract is. So if I bring that up here and bring that here, you can hopefully see, there we go, that in the time we've been talking in a few minutes, you know, we've run this computationally intensive OCR, and it's actually done, for this white paper, it's done a pretty good job of converting that to a text file. So hopefully you've sort of seen, trying to give you a flavor of some of the main concepts, the pool, the jobs, the tasks, and we've sort of seen how, you know, relatively small amount of code here, you can pretty easily run large-scale workloads using Azure Batch.